you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome into the Under Center podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes alongside Lance Briggs, Matt Forte, and Alex Brown. And we're talking about the Bears' win over the 49ers 14-9. It wasn't pretty, but it doesn't matter. It's a W. It gets them to 11 wins. It keeps the idea of a home game and a bye alive for them. They can do no worse than a 3 seed. They still have an opportunity to get a bye. So even though it was ugly, it's still a win.
Yeah. Ugly surface, missed field goals, gave up fumbles, but an ugly win is still a win. They found a way to do it.
Yeah, I think we're getting to that point of the season where it really doesn't matter. After next week, honestly, it doesn't matter how you move on, just as long as you move on. So they're finding a way. I mean, you can also look at this in a different way. They're finding a way to win close games. It's not just blowouts, 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 and then when they get into a close game, now they don't know how to win it. Well, they saw some things bad go wrong. Mm-hmm. You got Robinson fumbles the ball when clearly a lot of people thought that once he caught it, ball game was over.
Ball game.
It was ball game,
right? A lot of people stood up
and almost walked out of the room.
So one person did that. Yeah. And that one person was me.
Yes, Lawrence.
He so said, it's ball fine.
Game. Ball game.
Over.
Ball game.
Oh, that's okay. All she wrote.
Oh, man.
So that extra 10 minutes of worry was totally my fault.
Totally his fault.
It's my fault. Yes. I take it. I thought the game was over.
Yes.
You get the first down, you run it down.
Robinson, I don't even blame you. I blame Lawrence. Yes.
Without a doubt.
I blame Lawrence. Mm-hmm. But they're finding a way to win these close games, so I'm good. I'm okay. We won it. We haven't been so good on the road all year, so going out and playing a very gritty team in San Francisco, like, and pulling out that win is good.
Are you good? You good with that?
I just said, we're getting to the point of the season where it's just winning. That's all that matters.
I know what you're saying, like, with the winning part, but I'm just not good because of the lack of execution. It's just so sloppy, but when we go in and get into the playoffs and you turn the ball over like that in that crucial point of a game, these playoff teams, they go down there and score and they win the game. Then we at home looking crazy.
But we still have that playoff defense that came out on the field after that turnover, but they did their job.
I'm just saying, there were some potential interceptions that didn't go our way.
You know, a potential fumble that also went our way as well. These are things that happen. We can't just say the bad plays that happened,
that's we're fortunate. The good plays that happened were fortunate, but the bad plays, oh my gosh, we got to do better. No, we're making these plays happen. Like even the takeaways or the other team doing something wrong. It's not like they're doing it wrong on purpose. There's a reason for that, and that's our team, I think.
Well, I want to ask you two guys specifically about the forced fumbles today, the opportunities for takeaways. Is it possible that San Francisco saw something on tape? They're like, hey, these guys are a little careless with the ball. We might be able to get a couple from them. Because they were going for it. The lawnmower, they were doing everything to try to get the ball out from the Bears today.
I can tell you they have a guy, number 25, Richard Sherman's been in the league a long time. He's a guy who ball hawks. You know, so as a leader of that defensive backfield, I'm sure that they're practicing that stuff. You know, whether it's coaching, whether it's him leading it, but he's telling guys to go get that ball out.
When you come into a game like this and you're clearly outmanned, everybody knows the Bears team is much better than that San Francisco football team. So you need these plays. You need to win that turnover battle to give your offense more opportunities on the field. If you can win that, it gives you a better chance to win. So maybe that was harped on all week, that we got to get the ball, because this is not a team that was known for turnovers. I don't think they had one, outside of today.
They haven't had one since October.
So it's just, I think they knew that they needed to win the turnover battle in order to have a chance to win this game.
Matt, for the offensive players that, and one was just kind of a crazy play where Mitch, kind of throws it.
I'm not even.
I'm not even sure that Tariq was even ready for it. But he like ran to line, like, you know.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm not sure. So anyway, do offensive players, is that gonna be something that this week that the coaches are gonna be like, hey, let me run back all the plays where they came close to taking the ball out or took the ball out, and we need to be better with ball security.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They always do that. If you had a game that was full of bad ball security or a game where we gave the ball away a lot, I mean, that week, all you're doing is working on ball security the whole time. Yep. And that's the whole team. And you're going to start practice off with it, do it during the whole practice, and then they're going to do drills at the end of practice to do that. So you're going to – their coaches really harp on that type of stuff because it's so important. The ball is everything in the game. So
did you guys used to have a jar? Like if balls ever got punched out or something like that, or was that the receivers?
No, everybody did. It wasn't like a jar or anything. It was we had a fine board.
That's fine board,
fine
yeah.
Board. So even in our coach, I know, like, and it's amongst us, you know, you in the game, you fumble, it costs so much, and practice is a different price, but it was a fine, you know, you get fined by doing it, and start hitting them pockets, start taking it a lot more serious.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
What were the things that you guys didn't like from what you saw today?
Go ahead, buddy.
Gotta see the shade.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'd like to see on the defensive side of the football. I like what I saw. I thought the guys were flying around. I thought they made plays. They made them kick field goals, regardless of the situation they were put in. But the offensive side of the football is taking care of the football, understanding that it is very important not to give up turnovers. It is very important to not be careless with the football, pushing the ball down the field. I didn't see the Mitch that I thought I was going to see maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. I need to see that Mitch. With that Mitch, I'm on board with this team really representing the NFC.
Why do you think we're not seeing him?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think
because, I mean, if you look at his completion percentage.
Yeah, but these are
I know
these are little passes. These are
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. Matt, you brought it up when it happened. Why are we seeing them kind of scale back what they're doing in the passing game?
I think it's to help Mitch out. We started off the game, he made a couple bad decisions, and it was like, all right, let's reel him back in. Let's give him something where we're just going to take these long drives, inch our way down the field methodically. If it takes us, you know, 15, 20 play drive, then so be it. We just going to go down there and wear him out and score. And that's what they did. If you saw, I mean, they're running 5-yard stick routes, flat routes, hooks, and he was, you know, nailing them. And I think that's Mitch's wheelhouse. So he kept calling those plays the rest of the game, and he basically was 100% the rest of the game on those throws.
Yeah.
And it helped them to continue to drive the ball, get the first down.
Build his confidence, too.
And build his confidence and then run the ball. And they didn't – I think Coach Nagy realized they didn't have to do much to win that game, given our defense and the talent squad on their side. So he reeled it back.
Are we going to be able to do it when or if and when – this defense don't show up like they've been showing
up. That's what's concerning.
If the defense comes out and they give up 24 points, you said in the pregame that what your score you predicting. I'm like, well, I don't think the defense should give up that. Had they given that up, are we able to ramp it up and get points? If our defense gives up 21, 24 points, can we get those points? Now, 3-4 weeks ago, that's the argument I'm making. That our offense can score 21 to 24 points on anybody. And I'm not so sure there's an offense out there that you're just going to say they're going to score 24 points on us. So with that in mind, we can beat anybody. But lately what I've been seeing is an offense that may not be able to score 17 points in a game.
And this is why I disagree with what you said about our defense. And you like what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I didn't see was –
give them 9 points.
Yeah, I know. But what I didn't see was that emotion. The attitude, the right attitude. To me, they were going through the motions, and they're good enough to go through the motions and still be effective.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things you always see in the beginning of games, when that team is fired up, you see 96 coming in, firing through, and you can see his emotion, and you know that team is ready to play.
Hicks came to play. Hicks could very well be the defensive player of this game. I think he had a really good game, honestly.
Tackle for loss, he knocked down a bunch of passes.
Right.
He didn't get the sack.
He didn't get the sack.
Going through the motions.
I think we miss Eddie J. I think we really miss Eddie J today. That's what I think we miss. And, gosh, I sure hope he's healthy, because if he's there, then I'm good. I'm okay. I feel better about this defense going into the playoffs, going against your Saints, going against the Rams, going against whoever. I'm fine with it, but it scares me without him.
Are we at the time now where we have to teach all of our players everything in the game? You know, what I'm saying, we didn't even bring this up a week ago, but when Eddie J got that interception, I mean, all he had to do was stop and put a knee down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm, you know, right. That was a self-inflicted injury.
There was some nonsense at the end of the game.
Oh, my gosh.
With guys getting, I'd love to know what you guys thought about Bellamy, Miller.
And be honest, too. Don't sit up here and lie to the folks. Don't lie to the people now. Don't lie to the people because y'all was talking about, take up for your quarterback. Don't take up for you. Get your dumb behind on the sideline. You're going to get kicked out.
It's hard to run off the sideline when you're on the sideline. But the thing about it is, you know, it's the punches that were thrown.
Yes, you can't do that.
The punches that were thrown, you know. Right. I mean, look, you know the rules. There's a way to tussle without throwing your hands. There's a way to tussle.
It's just
without
bigger. It's bigger than that. It's bigger.
Anthony Miller is feisty. Matt has actually been on this all year. There's a feistiness that I think that most Bears fans really like about Anthony Miller, but it boiled over. Yeah,
you gotta have a controlled feistiness, or yes, whatever you want to call it, for that. I mean, it was just stupid to me. Like, you on the sideline and that happens, he slid into Mitch. He didn't, like, go head first into him or whatever. Even if, you know, they have you talking about protecting your quarterback, you got helmets and everything on. Like, go at him during the between the whistles. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, when you fighting on the sideline and y'all got helmets, you're not going to hit him. You're going to break your hand or do something stupid. And then you get ejected. But yes. I don't care how feisty you are. Control it into football.
Right.
You know, you can go out on the field and you can, even when he's on the sideline, you can talk trash to him, whatever, and be like, I'm coming get you next play because of what you did.
Yo mama. Yeah.
Or whatever you say.
Right.
Try to get him to get a penalty. Right. And then between the whistles, you go get him. Please ask.
Okay. We're in the game. You and I both, all right? Yep. You see somebody completely chop block, illegal move, right, bam, right there next to you. What's your next move going to be?
It won't be to punch him.
But what is it going to be?
Oh, I got to let him know that I didn't appreciate
it. Are you going to put your hands on that man?
Yes, in the sense of here. Like, you grab him,
without,
you jack him up.
Without a
but
doubt.
You can't punch him. Like, you
agreed.
Can't do that. And this right here is on the sideline. The guys that aren't in the game.
Because you know I'm getting up. I'm coming after him, too.
For sure. But you can't come onto the field. Agreed. Hell, I've been in the situation. You do the pushing and the shoving. But you can't throw punches because I'm not sure how much this affects the following game, if at all. But if it does affect that, now you're hurting the football team. So you got to – it's bigger than you.
It's bigger than you,
and it's bigger than that particular situation. Listen,
and if the game ends up getting extended, you're now playing with two wide receivers.
Listen, we were playing either Tampa Bay or it was Atlanta. It was one of the two teams, okay? Adewale Ogunleye was – caught in a weird position, and the tackle that was over him wouldn't stop hitting him.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
Peanut saw him, went in, speared him, you know, got him off of the guy. You know, obviously we got into a big scuffle. Peanut got kicked out of the game. All right? And what, you know, people, you know, they went all off on Peanut. They said, oh, that was just a dirty play. Peanut, you're better than that. You know, when they got off of that and they got into the locker room, Wale walked up and said, thank you. He was like, because I was really about to be hurt really bad right there at that play. He was like, you saved me from being hurt really bad.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand about things like that.
Right.
You know, Peanut might have, you know, it could have cost Peanut a game.
Yeah.
But he's, and see, that's health, man.
And see, there's a difference when something like a guy's on him doing like one little hit and then like the guy, like when he hit Mitch.
Yeah.
It's just one incident right there. And like, he's not like if somebody's grinding like Mitch into the ground, yeah, somebody will come and spear that dude immediately. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But I think it may be a little bit too much saying he hit Mitch. Did he hit him?
He hit him.
Did he?
He did.
He hit him with his chest. Yeah. Like, that's not a hit. Come on.
But it's not a hit. But you know where we're at now in today's NFL.
I get it, but that's not a hit.
And now you have to play like this.
And now people react.
You can't touch the quarterback.
Because of slow motion. So, oh, that was late. Oh, that wasn't late.
People react.
Slow motion.
Don't
so
touch my quarterback.
Nobody understands like, real time.
That's what people
try,
do.
Try it at home.
All right, let's
run full speed at a pillar in your house.
At your children.
Run full speed at your TV.
At your child.
At your TV and try to stop.
At the last second.
Try to stop. I guarantee you're going to buy another TV come Monday.
Better go to app.
some new knees.
Yes, because we definitely want you to be watching the show next week. Yes. So get another TV.
Hey, guys, this is Matt Forte. Make sure to join me, Lance Briggs, Alex Brown, and Lawrence Holmes every Sunday after the game for the Football After Show on NBC Sports Chicago.
The Football After Show is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Why was Tariq not a bigger part of today's game?
I have no idea.
I think that's a Kozenege. That's a question for him, because he is, in my opinion, I think he's the home run hitter on offense. He's that guy. He's the big play guy. So he has to be a part of it. But coming in, I mean, I guess you can look at the San Francisco 49ers and say, if there's a weak point, I mean, it's stopping the run. But they didn't run Jordan Howard enough for me to go on and say, you know what, that's what they were trying to do.
I want to say that they were kind of holding him back. Like, he was in the game a lot at receiver and slot sometimes, doing other things, and they would run the ball. Mm-hmm. And they really want to highlight him going forward, like in these series, more serious games in the playoffs going forward. You know, Mizell got a couple of runs and a couple of, you know, short passes where usually they'll do that with Tariq. And it was at the same time that Tariq was in the game.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the only kind of reason I could say that they would do that.
It seems like the blueprint over the last couple of games is, okay, we're going to establish the run with Jordan Howard. Mm-hmm. Like, early on, we're going to give him his touches, and then he kind of fades away from the offense. Mm-hmm. And usually Tariq steps into that gap, and we see him doing all sorts of stuff. It just wasn't the case today.
You know, it was a nice little wrinkle that I saw was when they did the throwback screen to Jordan Howard. Yeah. They kind of play action rolled out one way, and usually if it's Tariq Cohen, people pay attention, the defense pay attention to him because they might do it, but when it's Jordan Howard, they didn't. Mm-hmm. And he got I don't know if it was 20-something yards on that play. It was a heck of a play, very effective. So I know they were looking at that. They're trying to mix him in maybe a little more than they have been in throughout the season.
I would hope they try to break some tendencies like that more in the playoffs. They threw, they tried to throw him another screen, which actually would have worked, but the tackle got hit into him.
Yep.
So getting him involved, because Jordan's been pretty good this year catching the ball when they throw it to him.
Yeah.
Getting him involved in the screen game and the short pass game going forward, as well as, you know, establishing that run.
Yeah. Some games, your number's just not called like other games. You know, it's just the way games go. You know, in the game plan, sometimes the coach's game plan to get the ball to, you know, Jordan Howard, you know, we want you to get 25 touches, but you only end up getting 14 or you get 18 or you get a lot less, you know, and sometimes, you know, a lot of times the coaches will come to you after the game and they'll say, you know, we meant to, the game plan got away from us, you know, and so things just happen.
Look at the Giants game when the game plan kind of got away from them. I'm pretty sure they didn't go in thinking Tariq Cohen's going to have 14 catches. So, but, or like some, some crazy number, but when you get into that game and you see that the safety, they put a safety on him, they can't guard him. Yeah. They put a linebacker on him, they can't guard him. So you start to kind of veer towards that and say, you know what? Well, this is our most effective way to move down the field.
Okay, if you have a choice between the Vikings or the Eagles for the Bears in the playoffs, saying if they, you know, obviously you're the three seed, which one? Which one? How about this? I'll flip it. Which one don't you want to see the Bears play?
I don't want to play the Eagles.
I don't want to play the Vikings.
Why don't you want them to play the Eagles?
Eagles have a lot of bad matchups. I mean, Ertz, you got – now they have little Sproles back. I mean, I think he brings a different element. And then you have on the outside with the receiver that we lost.
Alshon.
I don't like calling his name. He's not a Bear anymore. So, yes, that guy. You know what I'm talking about. So, I think he's a problem sometimes.
You went to the Saints.
You went to the Saints?
What do you mean?
Shame.
I retired a Bear.
They wouldn't let you in the gates.
He's an Eagle.
Didn't you get turned away?
Yes.
Did they turn you away?
No, not at the gate.
They did.
We were
walking out to practice.
We were playing for the Bears, and they
yelled
turned
that.
Away.
I remember he yelled. They were like, Briggs, tell him you know me.
Forte, Briggs. hey, we was walking. We both was walking. We was walking together. And I was like, get your boy, man.
Ain't my boy no more, man.
Wow. Wow.
They turned you away?
That's how they did.
Nah, I came in. I came into the facility.
Illegally.
And then I was definitely escorted out.
He always liked to go up there escorted. And talk to the GM. He thought he could go up there and talk to
the
GM.
He got escorted.
were you trying to get a 10-day? What were you trying to do? Get a contract?
We were off. They weren't. So I just came to the facility. I thought my 8 years here meant something. I mean, I guess they were like, hold on, bro. They say, hold on. Not yet, not right now. You on a contract with somebody? And I understood that. I did.
Starting to sweat,
I understood
too,
it.
He is sweating right now.
Yeah, because I'm getting hot. Because y'all understand, that day. Listen, that day, man, I was hot. I was mad. I was really mad. So
that's why
they're just bringing it back. But I'm good now. I'm good.
All right, so you made your case for not wanting them to play the Eagles.
Yes.
Boogie, make your case for not wanting to play the Vikings.
Because the Vikings, I think if the Eagles play their best game and the Vikings play their best game, I think the Vikings have a better – they match up with us better man for man. And I think the Vikings really match up with anybody man for man. And if they play their best game, they, I think, are the more dangerous team.
Matt, which one of these teams don't you want the Bears?
I'm going with what Alex said. I don't want to see Philly, and I feel like we're more comfortable because we played Minnesota so much, and that we know what they do. We haven't played Philly like that, but I do think Philly's defense is better than Minnesota's defense right now, how they're playing right now. And also, like you said, they got Sproles, they got Alshon on the outside, Aguilar. They got a lot of weapons though.
Not to mention that championship side. Pedigree that, like. That just they believe like they're gonna win.
You it's bring weird it, how it kind of yeah. kicked back in
exactly.
when Foles came back.
Like they believe, man. Like they
it's
believe
weird.
They're gonna win.
Well, okay,
and with Cousins, he's never like has he ever had that? Like yeah, you know he's gonna throw you a couple. He's going to. So are they gonna run the ball? I think what the Vikings do, they run the football with the new getting rid of the OC. Now they want to run it. Well, I'm not worried about anybody running the football. I mean, we're talking about against our team. Not worried about
statistics show, yeah, you guys are right. But my deal is this. If you ask for your best game when your best game is needed in the playoffs, I believe that the Minnesota Vikings are the more dangerous team.
We shall see.
Thanks so much for listening to the Under Center podcast. Make sure that you check out the football after show after the Bears Vikings game as soon as the clock goes 00. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please rate it, give it 5 stars.